This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Welcome back to the show. We are joined now by former host of Sports on a Sunday Morning, longtime host, St. Louis Media, Missouri Sports, Hall of Famer, Missouri Broadcasters, Hall of Famer, Ron Jacober. In fact, he's going to be inducted in the Missouri Broadcasters here shortly, Ron. And it is great to be with you, as always, on KMOX. But under these circumstances, it's tough. The news of Walt Jocketty's passing hurt on many levels.
Yeah, it really is, Tom. I was there Sunday mornings for 25 years, so I know what you're going through. Yeah, I was shocked with the announcement of the death of Walt Jocketty. Of all the baseball people I interviewed over the years and had a relationship with, he was one of my all-time favorites for a variety of reasons. First of all, he's very approachable. Secondly, he was always very honest and straightforward. We had a pretty good relationship as a media guy and a front office guy. But I was very fond of him because I felt that he had a great eye for talent in baseball. And for the people that may not remember, he made trades that acquired people like Mark McGwire and Scott Rowland, Larry Walker, Chris Carpenter, Jim Edmonds. And he made one very controversial trade with Atlanta, sending an outfielder named J.D. Drew, who was an outstanding young prospect, to Atlanta for three pitchers. And one of those pitchers was in the minor leagues, and his name was Adam Wainwright. I mean, Walt, I thought, had a great eye for talent. His problem was he didn't buy into the analytics business, and that led to his dismissal as the Cardinals general manager after a number of years. But I really liked Walt. I thought he was very straightforward. He told me one time, the way you ask me questions, I'm answering things I'm not sure I want to answer. But we had a good relationship on the air and really privately too. He would go off the record with me, Tom, at times, so I would have an idea or an understanding of what was going on, because I guess he trusted that I would not use that in an inappropriate way.
Ron, he treated you and KMOX in such a kind and professional way. I mean, just classy in everything that he did. And I can remember the first time that I stepped foot into KMOX to work was in August of 1997. I was working for you as your producer, and one of my tasks was to get Walt Jocketty on the phone. And boy, he couldn't have treated me nicer, and I was an absolute nobody. I mean, that's how he treated everybody.
Yeah, he was that way. He really was a genuine human being. And a very, very smart baseball man. But he got into that analytics problem with the Cardinals and Cardinal ownership and management. They just totally disagreed. But he went to Cincinnati after that. But I thought he was a brilliant baseball man. I really did. He had a great eye for talent. He believed that the way he made trades, and he, of course, consulted his scouts and coaches in the minor leagues especially, but he analyzed players the way he wanted to analyze them rather than through a bunch of numbers. And he hated that analytics thing because he felt they were dealing with just statistical information rather than human beings and good baseball players. So I thought he was terrific. And I was sad to see that he died. Apparently he had a lung transplant some time ago. and it just didn't work. And he wound up in the hospital for a long time and died relatively young. I think he was, what, 72, I think, something like that.
Yeah, 74. But, it was really hard for people when they heard that news because, you know, it was not as well known that he was battling an illness. And here we talk about it now, you know, eventually we celebrate his life, but it's hard right now to sit here and know that Walt Jocketty is gone. Ron, can you take me back to those? This is, it predates me. I started, as I mentioned, in 97, but in 94, 95, as the new ownership was taking over and trying to take hold, and eventually they make the playoffs in 96, what were those times like when Walt Jocketty and eventually hiring Tony La Russa, what was that like?
Well, I think it was kind of the Cardinals had a bad decades, I guess, before that primarily. And it kind of energized the fan base when they saw what was happening. And it energized me, too, to tell you the truth, because I grew up as a Cardinal fan. But it was totally different atmosphere. And he convinced Tony La Russa this was a great place to manage and to come here and stay here. And I don't know that Tony believed him for a long time. But after Tony got here and realized what kind of a baseball city this was, he was convinced. And he convinced some of the players, like Mark McGwire, to stay in St. Louis when McGwire could have left. Jim Edmonds was another good example of players that he acquired by trade. And that when they got here, they realized what a great place this was to play baseball. And that kind of energized everybody, I think, at that point. They won the division in 96, 2000, 2002, 2004, 2005, 2006. And, of course, they were in the World Series twice and won it then in 2006. And he was fired in 2007, which I've never really totally understood. I know why. They brought in Jeff Lunau, and Lunau was an analytics guy. And management or ownership felt that was the way to go. And who knows, maybe it is. But Walt didn't think so. And there was a lot of acrimony at that time, and they departed the company.
But those times, as you mentioned, from 2000 to 2006 were extraordinary. I mean, the McGwire home run race, by the way, which revived baseball along with Sammy Sosa, was also part of Jocketty's doing, and that was a circus unto itself and just an amazing time. But in 2000, you're right, Ron, I mean, he was all about star power, and he got, you know, Dave Veers, Daryl Kyle, Mike Matheny, Jim Edmonds at the end of spring training. And then I remember standing, I'm on the sideline at Rams training camp, and I look down at my phone and I've got an email that here comes Will Clark.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run. Everything baseball, all season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Mark, I mean, he just had this knack for finding stars, didn't he?
Yeah, he had a great vision of what a good baseball player should be like and do. And he didn't need the numbers. He didn't need the computer. Computer was in his head, really. And he relied, of course, on certain people in the organization, scouts and some minor league folks, at who was good and who wasn't. But he was able to make those trades, and that's what made him so successful. Now, every trade was not great, of course, because it's not a perfect science. But he had an eye for great talent and guys that fit in with his ball club. And when he got La Russa here, I think that was a major, major accomplishment. But McGwire came and loved it here and stayed here. Larry Walker, Chris Carpenter, you know, those were great, wonderful acquisitions that he made. And he had that ability, had that talent. Unfortunately, you know, it didn't last all that long because of the analytics business. But he went to Cincinnati, was fairly successful there. but then wound up retiring. And I kind of lost touch with him in the last few years because I'm not working. That's probably one reason why. But I thought I had a very good relationship with him because I could call him almost any time and get him and ask him questions, not always for the air, by the way. But he was very accommodating in that regard. So I was really sad when I saw that he had died, but I knew that he had not been well. But that's a pretty young age these days, I think. At least I kind of view it as a young age. But yeah, he was a great part, and Cardinal fans should realize this, he was a great part of Cardinal history, because that was a great period of time in the Cardinal history, the 2000s, the early 2000s, and that was a genuine Cardinals history time, and while Jockey was primarily responsible for it.
And he will be immortalized as part of Derek Gould's story today. The Cardinals ownership did tell Walt that he was going to be inducted into the Cardinals Hall of Fame, and he was actually preparing an acceptance speech as well. So he will be part of Cardinals history forever up in that Hall of Fame. Ron, speaking of Hall of Famers, before we let you go, I mean, your familiar voice on the KMOX airwaves right now, in FM, by the way, 104.1 FM, which I know
I noticed that. That's good for you guys.
I agree. What do you think about that?
I think it's terrific. It's something that I know Steve Moore had hoped would happen a long time ago, but people listen to FM, so why not put it on FM, too?
What are you up to these days, Ron?
Well, just trying to stay healthy. I had a bit of a surgery, which I've recovered from. But the big deal is this Missouri Broadcasters Hall of Fame coming up at the end of May. It's the biggest award you can get in the state as a broadcaster. And Joe Buck is going in at the same time. And Jim Jackson, who belongs in broadcast heaven as the greatest remote broadcast engineer in the history of radio, I think, is also going in. I was really delighted when I saw that. Jim's a very quiet guy, but I probably worked hundreds of games with him, and every time I would show up and Jim Jackson was the engineer, I knew we were in good shape because he would keep us on the air. I saw him fix things, fix equipment during a broadcast on the air because he was that good. And so I was delighted. And good to see, it'll be good to see Joe Buck. Joe was supposed to go in last year, but he couldn't be there in person. So he said, I want to be there in person. So he's going in this year. So that'll be good to see. It's a Lake of the Ozarks. Much of my family will be there. And I'm really excited about that. I've been a bunch of Halls of Fame, but this is, to me, the big one.
Well, it is big, and it's well-deserved, Ron. I mean, you talk about somebody who's touched basically every sport in this area and beyond, going around the country, and coming back to this show and your relationship with Walt Jockety, your interview skills were a big part of your career. Your ability to show the audience the relationship, but also to keep it professional, to ask the questions that need to be asked, to put those people on the spot, as Walt said, that's a big part of your career, Ron.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, Tom, because I tell young people all the time, one of the more difficult things to do well in broadcasting, especially in radio, is good interviews. And I have a problem with a lot of universities who teach kids, young people, how to operate the equipment, but not how to do good interviews. I've always felt that I was pretty good at that, and I tried to preach that to young people all the time when I would interview them or they would interview me. So I appreciate that comment very much.
Absolutely. I learned a lot from you, and I appreciate you, and congratulations on that. And thank you for sharing some thoughts about Walt Jockety today. We appreciate it, and we remember him today.
Tom, thank you very much. I appreciate being on.
Have a great day. Ron Jacober with us, former host of this show, Sports on a Sunday Morning, right here on KMOX. It's 10:29. When we come back, we'll be visited by Doug Feldman. The author knew Walt Jockety and his history, and also has written a book about the era right before Walt, the 1987 Cardinals. We're going to run down memory lane with Doug Feldman. Blues CEO Chris Zimmerman is on deck at 10:45. 11:15, Lutz Fan and Steel. John Mozeliak at 11:30. Bernie Miklas at 11:45 on KMOX.